Over the next two nights, HBO is presenting a four-hour documentary by director Spike Lee about Hurricane Katrina. It's called When the Levees Broke, A Requiem in Four Acts. Two acts will be shown each night. All four acts will be shown August 29th, on the anniversary of the day Katrina hit New Orleans. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
When I heard Spike Lee was directing a documentary for HBO about Katrina and how people died and were mistreated and ignored in the aftermath of that 2005 hurricane, my first reaction was to imagine it as a Michael Moore type of film. I saw it as a very personal, angry account, with Spike's voice all over the soundtrack and his face all over the screen. My imagination, it turns out, was all wrong. Spike Lee isn't seen at all. He isn't heard either, except for those few times when he asks a follow-up question of an interview subject while his camera is rolling. When the Levees Broke is an impressively well-structured, well-researched, and fairly presented account of what led to and came after Katrina. It's a wonderful documentary, full of heart and commitment and intelligence and perspective, and it counts as one of Lee's finest career achievements. For one thing, Lee doesn't have to voice his own outrage because there are plenty of others willing to do so. He and his crew made 8 trips to New Orleans and, in total, clocked almost 100 interviews. Some were conducted in the comfort of a studio. Others were done in the field, as in the case of this woman, who stands in front of the remains of her destroyed home and keeps pointing to it for emphasis as she talks about the frustrations of claiming insurance for it.
And now still, here it is 6 months after the storm, and there's still no help. Now, I've lost all my, every bit of information that could have proved that I own this home, that I've ever lived here. I had to get duplicate copies of utility bills stating that I had utilities here, that I lived here. I had to go to the clerk of court's office and get whatever information they had to say that I owned this. Then I had to go to an attorney who actually did the sale, and I had to swear out an affidavit that I owned this. Who the hell goes through that? Who goes through that crap? I mean, my God, would I come here and say I own this if I didn't?
Insurance companies don't come off too well in When the Levees Broke. Neither does FEMA, and neither does the Army Corps of Engineers. But Lee doesn't deny them, or the elected officials, an opportunity to give their side. It's just that, in the wake of all the other evidence in the documentary, their explanations and excuses just don't float. Some of the stuff shown by Lee is straight from TV newscasts, from CNN, NBC, even the BBC. A lot of the rest, though, is handheld video shot by Gulf Coast residents. As the storm hit, and afterward. This footage can be electrifying, and despite so many other documentaries on Katrina, a lot of it seems new. On the afternoon of August 29th, 2005, the day Katrina hit, a man with his video camera was filming his flooded, abandoned street when another man walked into frame and towards the camera. Lee added some music underneath, but the sound of the wind, like the bad news the man is delivering, is real and powerful.
How you doing, man? I had to leave out of my house, man. I don't know whether that water's coming over that levee or what.
The storm missed us.
I can't hear you.
The storm went east.
So you haven't heard about that water coming over that levee from the lake?
No. Check it out.
Because the water started rising so high in my two-story apartment, I had to get out, man.
Where's that at?
Right across the North Robinson overpass.
Okay.
Around Cluid on Louisa Street.
That Katrina victim may have beaten reporters to the horrible news that New Orleans, though avoiding a direct hit by Katrina, was going to be flooded anyway because of the failure of the levees. The 4 hours of the documentary are divided into themes. Part one chronicles the arrival of the storm, but also puts this disaster into context. Against Hurricane Betsy in 1965, and the intentional flooding of poor white communities to reshape Louisiana in 1927. When some Katrina victims accuse the government of blowing up the levees, a charge Lee includes but does not endorse, the program provides a context full enough to explain why they might suspect that. Part two of the documentary is about the emergency response, or lack of it. That's where the heartbreaks stack up as quickly as the dead bodies. The bodies are shown here, too, but Lee isn't being gratuitous. What's more of a shame? to show these U.S. residents dead and floating in their own homes and streets, or that they were allowed to die there in the first place. CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien tells Lee about coming on a dead body while doing a stand-up report outside the convention center, then returning to the same spot 2 days later, finding the same body still there. There are lots of stories like hers, and Lee captures them. The last 2 hours of When the Levees Broke looks at the loss and recovery, and the emotional spectrum is as wide as you'd expect. A woman who lost her 5-year-old daughter in the flood holds a picture of her by the river and cries. A young doctor from Gulfport, Mississippi, traveling home after the hurricane but denied access because Dick Cheney was there on a photo op, gets close enough to the vice president to heckle him, giving him the same rude advice Cheney famously once gave to a colleague on the Senate floor. The doctor's friend captured it on videotape, and it's here too. Spike Lee, the filmmaker, is most evident throughout When the Levees Broke because of his trust in music, in images, and, most of all, in the power of stories told honestly and emotionally by everyday people. It's the best TV documentary of the year so far. And no matter how much you think you know or what you feel about Katrina, you'll find something new here.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.